Barry, when we take a look at your annual field day, how did things go this year?
I think it went really well. We avoided the rain. We do have the usual heat and lots of gnats, but I think we had some really good information to share with growers today. We had about 150, we think, turnout, and six speakers, experts in anything from weed control, varieties, plant physiology, and insects control and agronomy.
When you take a look at the crops and the trials that you all have, how do they look overall this year with the different varieties and different aspects that you have?
Overall, it looks very good. We have had very little tomato spotted wilt virus, which is good for growers. Not so good mainly for our breeding program where we're trying to select for resistance, but I think that's a good thing for the industry overall. We've had sufficient rain in some areas, but not too much. There has been more rain fall down in the Citra area in our tests there. But our tests here look very good overall. We're able to get the diseases we need to do the screenings. We're also able to avoid the diseases where we're trying to just manage for yield and grade. So I think overall the tests look really good this year.
What was your main message, guys?
Our main message in MyStop is really peanut varieties and how peanut varieties can help them improve their productivity and help and hopefully improve their bottom line as well. And overall, we want our stops to look at how growers can save money in producing peanuts because we know the prices are low and they need something to help them counteract that.
Recommendations for, as you said, varieties make a difference, but recommendations on what they can be looking at for next year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really important that they maintain rotations in a climate like this. I know that other crops are not as don't look as profitable, and so that would lead to them reducing their rotations. But that's also going to lead to reductions in yield, which they really can't tolerate with lower prices. So maintaining yields of peanut is going to be really critical. So I think maintaining rotation is going to be important, selecting the best varieties, doing the best job they can at managing costs of fungicides and labor and equipment. All those things are going to work together. There's no really one magic bullet, but it's how you can manage the whole farm profitably.
So bottom line, pleased with the way the event went this year then.
Absolutely. It's been a great event. Thanks to all the sponsors and speakers as well as the participants.
Good deal. That's Dr. Barry Tillman, University of Florida peanut breeder for Southeast AgNet. I'm Randall Wiseman.